Naheed Nenshi, three-term mayor of Calgary. He retired, and now he's back. He wants to run for the leader of the NDP in Alberta so he can be premier of Alberta. We're going to weigh down that in a second, but before, please subscribe and contribute so we're on the air, because we are not paid by the Prime Minister's office or by any other government. We are independent. And my guest today is the Executive Vice President of Léger Polling, Andrew Enns. And you have a pretty good handle on what's going out in the West. Years ago, no one thought the NDP would go anywhere in Alberta. Of course, they were there, the government before Daniel Smith. Tell me what's going on.
Well, right now, in terms of the polling, the UCP and Daniel Smith are actually doing quite well. They're running 7-8 points ahead of the NDP. And Alberta's now become basically a two-party state with the UCP and NDP.
And is that because of urban and rural? Calgary and Edmonton versus the rest of the province?
It's actually a little more different than that, a little more complicated than that. You've got the
like to be corrected.
You got Edmonton, which lots of folks like to call Redmonton. It's quite NDP. You've got the rural sort of rest of Alberta, which is solidly UCP.
Right.
And then you've got the battleground Calgary, and that's where I would see the foreseeable future elections are going to be won and lost.
So it's not clearly that Calgary is an urban or red or socialist place.
It's got certainly a mix. It's got lots of entrepreneurial, and so it does divide. In this last election, Daniel Smith won. She took enough in Calgary to hold on, but a half dozen of those seats were very close.
So what does that say about the West, the solid West? It says that's no longer solid.
No, it's lots of urban, lots of opinions, and lots of room for change.
Does urban necessarily mean that it's going to go NDP or socialist?
No, I think you look at Saskatchewan. I mean, they've been running, conservative Saskatchewan Party governments there for a number of years, over a decade now, and they've been winning well in Saskatoon, splitting things in Regina. So, and likewise, Jason Kenney prior to did very well in Calgary. So I think, and I suspect when you look federally, I think you're going to see a lot of federal conservative seats in metropolitan lower mainland, Surrey, Burnaby, Coquitlam. There's going to be a lot of blue going in there. So I think it does change.
And say, let's look at Ontario. The rule is urban goes Liberal or NDP, and the rural go Conservative. But we're in a period now, we're entering a period where all the rules do not any longer apply.
There's going to be some change. I think you're definitely going to see that even in Ontario. We'll see. The issues and unpopular federal government too doesn't hurt for what's going to create some change.
You're absolutely right. So everybody, stay tuned, because over the next year and a half, politics is going to be interesting. And same for pollsters.
Absolutely. Good for business.
We'll see you back. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air. We'll be right back.